This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good Devach, everyone, as we do a triple crown tonight, learning the Mishnah Yomis in Masechtas Kelim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel, sponsored by the Fisher family, Lilinishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Peril Bas Ruvain, also Lilinishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Efel Yom Moish Mechai, Sir Yaakov Ben Basilea, for the Schus of Avram and Yom Benish Memalk Yehudis, by Yod Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, Efel Avigdai Ben Rifke, and the Beschai, Sir Yitzhak Ben Sia Medusha, Rifke Bashira Leia, Aram Ben Sir Yitzhak, Ardechai Ben Esther Bracha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Chana Bashar Shabina, Rifke Bashira Leia, and Meir Ben Chai Yisrael, they should have a Rufu Shalema B'Sech Shachar Yisrael. So now this stove has a shelf coming out of it. The shelf is like a triangular piece with a bottom made out of earthenware that holds pots. So Dochein, Sheyesh Bay Beis Kibul Kederis, that has a place to hold pots, Tar Mishum Kira. If the stove becomes Tameh, it's independent and it's Tar. The Tameh Mishum Kli Kibul, but it has its own din of a Keli, and if you dangle a sheretz inside it, it will become Tameh. Hat Stodin Shalai, the sides of this shelf, the outer sides of this shelf, if the oven becomes Tameh, Hanageh Behem ain't a Tameh. If you touch them, you're not Tameh, Mishum Kira. But what about the shelf, part of the shelf, shears the wall of the stove. Right? There's two triangle walls out coming out, but it's part of it is the wall that is the base of the triangle, that's the wall of the stove itself. Is that Tomei if the stove is Tomei? Harachav Shalai. Rabbi Matar says, no, that's part of the shelf, and that part is Tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but it's also part of the stove, and it's Matame. Now, likewise, V'cheina koifes asal, v'oisal gab of kira. If somebody turns over a basket, which has a din of a kli eitz, and it's wider than the stove, and you could put pots on the basket, so the same thing is true, that the if the stove becomes tummy, the basket doesn't become tummy, but the basket itself could be mekabel tumah as a clay eitz. Now, kira, a stove, shenechlika la'arka. Stove has, remember, two holes for two pots. If it's divided along its length, so then now you have on one side two half holes, and the other side two half holes, so either piece is not worth anything. Taira. L'rachba, if it's divided along its width, so now you have one side with one hole and the other side with one hole, each are usable. Tameya, so then both are tameh. Kupach shenechlak, but a kupach which has only one hole, whichever way you cut it, the two halves are not usable, you only have a half a hole. Bein l'orka, bein l'rachba tar. Now we're going to learn about another keli. Chotzer Akira. This is a stove that sits on like a tray that could also hold pots. And so it depends. Bizmanchi gavaya shalosh etzbos, if the rim around the perimeter of the keli, of the tray, is three etzbos, is three finger breadths. So then, metama b'maga u'ba'aver. Then it will become tamei if you dangle a sheretz in it, or if you touch sheretz touches the inside of it. P'chusa mekan, if it's not three finger breadths high, then it is not going to be mekabel tumah itself, but metama b'maga if the stove becomes tame, then it will be metame things that touch it. Vein metame ba'avar, but it won't be metame things that go in its ear space. Now we said if the rim is three finger breadths high, so we said if you dangle a sheretz in this courtyard, in this tray, it's tame. But till what height? So you would say till 3 finger breadths. But that's the 3 finger breadths is only the outside. On the inside, the height is the height of the kira, of the height of the stove. So we measure the height in an interesting way. Rabbi Shmuel Omer noisin es hashpud milmalon lamatan. We take a spit and lean it from the top of the stove till the bottom of the rim. And that area inside that diagonal all around is considered the interior of the chatzer, is a continued area of this tray, or kinegdai all around metama ba'aver. If a sheretz is dangled in that zone, it's tamei. Rabbi Lezben Yaakov says, nitmei sakira, if the stove becomes tamei, then automatically nitmei sachatzer, the tray becomes tamei. Nitmei sachatzer, but if the tray becomes tamei, loy nitmei sakira, the stove does not become tamei. Okay, we are learning one of the hardest mesechtes in Shas over here with Mishnayos Kelim, and a bully to all of you for staying through it and working on it. It's really recovering learning that we learned B'mei Ha'imai, something that many people don't do in this lifetime. We'll of course enjoy it even more in the academy in Yerushalayim and Olam Haba after 120. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a good Tavach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.